Holy Spirit. The Christmas message of Patriarch Kirill of Moscow and all Russia. Beloved in the Lord, archpastors, honorable priests and deacons, God-loving monks, nuns, dear brothers and sisters, from the depths of my heart, I congratulate you on the great and world-saving feast of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, like the shepherds of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, with joy and loving tenderness, we hearken to the triumphant voice of the angel, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. In hearing these wondrous words, our hearts find comfort and are filled with thanksgiving to the Creator, the Lord Almighty, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, comes down to us and is born into the world as a human being. The psalmist and prophet David proclaimed these words, which have come true through the Holy Spirit. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. And it has come to pass, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Throughout history, mankind has assiduously sought out God, longing for the lost communion with the Maker. And in response to these endeavors, in response to the hearts and hands raised up to God towards the heavens, the Lord has manifested his love for the human race and has extended towards us his saving hand. After thousands of years, God and the human person have finally encountered each other in Jesus Christ. Heaven and earth have been united, and the hopes of the sons and daughters of Adam have been fulfilled. In Christ's nativity, there has been given to us at one and the same time both a mystery and a revelation. The human mind is indeed unable to grasp fully the Maker and Provider of the world, God, who by his nature is boundless, comes into our world torn apart by sin and reveals himself in the form of a helpless child, born in the cave where the shepherds and animals sought refuge from the stormy weather. The glory that was exalted by the heavenly powers, disseminated by the wise men from the east, and witnessed by the humble shepherds, is proclaimed loudly to all ends of earth. All of this allows us to glimpse the depths of the unfathomable wisdom of God, and it makes us a part of the Trinity's hidden plan for the salvation of the human race. Today we know God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that the world through him might be saved. And now, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. Let us then bow reverently before the humble manger where the quiet and meek infant lies. Let us bow down with fear of God and trembling. For it is here that there begins the earthly way of the cross and the Lord Jesus. It is here that our salvation begins. Let us bow down and glorify the Son who is born of the pre-eternal Father, rejoicing in the ineffable peace which surpasses all understanding and which fills our souls. Glory to God in the highest, and in peace, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We again joyfully sing after the choir of the angels. The love of God revealed in the nativity of the Savior brings true peace to people. This peace cannot be shaken, either by everyday turmoil, social upheaval, political chaos, or even armed conflict. For in the peace of Christ there lives a mystery of spiritual power, that can subdue all earthly affliction and beguilements. Yet, how are we to acquire a peaceful disposition of the heart? How are we to become the possessors of this great spiritual gift? The Holy Fathers are unanimous in stating that the work of Christ's peace is in a human being is a true sign of the abiding of the gospel commandments. Of them, above all, we are taught by the Apostle Paul, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you are also called, says the Apostle. The Lord seeks out people of goodwill, these people who observe his law, who will testify to those near and those far to salvation, and proclaim the mighty acts of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let us then be worthy of this lofty calling, and thereby, seeing thy most glorious nativity, which took place in the cave, let us all the more spurn the vanities of this world. And we shall be transported spiritually to the heavens in glorifying the Maker, and of all things in sharing our joy in the incarnate Savior, with those around us, with those who need our care, who are downcast, or who are in difficult circumstances. May the Lord inspire us all upon the arduous path of Christian life, so that henceforth faith may be strengthened within us, that hope fades not, and that love shall ever grow. For that, as we become part of the solemnity of the radiant feast of the Nativity, we shall unceasingly proclaim to the world the great mystery of godliness, and bring comfort and Christ's blessing. Blessed peace to all people. Amen. Kirill, Patriarch of Moscow and all Russia. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.